The marriage broker,
a skeleton with haunted eyes,
returned that very night. So, how did you like her?
Why did you lie to me, Salzman?
Salzman's pale face went dead white. The void had snowed on him.
Did you not state that she was 29?
I give you my word.
She was 35, if a day. At least 35.
Of this, don't be too sure. Her father told me.
Never mind. The worst of it was that you lied to her.
How did I lie to her? Tell me.
You told her things about me that weren't true. You made me out to be more, consequently less than I am. She had in mind a totally different person, a sort of semi-mystical wonder rabbi.
Oh, I said, you was a religious man.
I can imagine.
Oh, this is my weakness that I have. My wife says to me I shouldn't be a salesman, but when I have two fine people, that they would be wonderful to be married, I am so happy that I talk too much. This is why Salzman is a poor man.
Well, Salzman, I'm afraid that's all.
The marriage broker fastened hungry eyes on him. You don't want any more a bride?
I do, but I have decided to seek her in a different way. I am no longer interested in arranged marriage. I now want to be in love with the one I marry.
Love? For us, our love is our life, not for the ladies. In the ghetto,
I know. I've thought of it often. Love should be a byproduct of living and worship rather than its own end. Yet for myself, I find it necessary to establish the level of my need and fulfill it.
Listen, Rabbi, if you want love, then this I can find for you also. I have such beautiful clients that you will love them the minute your eyes will see them.
I'm afraid you don't understand.
But Salzman hastily unwrapped his portfolio and withdrew a manila packet from it. Pictures. He quickly laid the envelope on the table.
Take the pictures away.
But as if on the wings of the wind.
Salzman had disappeared.